Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I want your favorite journeyman athlete. Who did you root for? Who did you cheer for? Who was never going to be in the Hall of Fame, but was just a really easy athlete to root for? 503-417-7575. Our next guest is the head football coach at Portland State, Bruce Barnum, and his team getting ready for a season. They will open at Washington State, week one, in Pullman. Bruce Barnum joining us now. Did you have an athlete that was a journeyman athlete that you found easy to root for?
What's journeyman mean? Like not just a famous guy?
Not a Hall of Famer. You know, it could just be a solid baseball player or a solid football player that it was your
Denver
guy.
Lamar Bridges. He's before my time, but if you watch the history and some of the old games, Everett Lamar Bridges, Rocky Bridges. He was a class kid. He went on to coach a little bit. He's funny. He's normal, you know.
Where did you root for Everett Lamar Rocky Bridges? 11 years in the major leagues and played the infield. And Dodgers, Reds, Cardinals. And did you watch Rocky play or did you know Rocky?
Well, I watched him coach. Okay. His son played baseball when I played football in college and got to meet him. And, you know, he went to some of his games and then, heard some of the stories and saw some of the pictures. And I think at one point when he was with Brooklyn, everybody in his infield made the Hall of Fame except him. So when you told me what journeyman is, that kind of popped up.
Yeah, he backed up Pee Wee Reese and Jackie Robinson. So he was a backup utility infielder who was behind those guys. That fits the definition. Like, he hit 247 for his career. Probably was a great quote. You know, what did you like about him as a coach?
Not watching him. I mean, you talk about, because actually, you know, the first place I saw him, he coached their AAA, San Francisco. I saw him at the Portland Beavers. Went down to Civic Stadium. That's the first time I saw him in action, you know. But there's some stories there. We went into the John Wheat Scrap. His kid and I went out to see him. They lived in outside of a little town. What was the name? Outside of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay.
Then we stop in this bar, and we walk in. You know, Rocky had to have his beer. At 10 a.m., he went down to have a couple suds. We walk in this bar, the Fish Inn. It's shaped like a fish. We walk in the mouth, and there he is sitting there, and he's with a guy. And John says, "Hey, you know, Pops, what are you doing?" And they had 25-cent beers, like from 10 to 10:30. Anyway, he goes, "Hey, Don," he goes, there's my kid here, John. And he called me. He said, "This is Salad Bar." And I shook the guy's hand. It's Don Drysdale. I'm like, holy cripes. I'm like, all right, in the middle of nowhere. Wolf Lodge, Idaho. That's where he retired, Wolf Lodge, Idaho.
Here's a quote about Rocky Bridges. Quote, "Rocky Bridges looked like a ball player. In fact, he may have looked more like a ball player than any ball player who ever lived."
He had that bitter beer face. Remember those things they used to make?
Yeah.
He's kind of rough, gruff, you know, jaw, tobacco.
Yeah.
He had a lifetime contract. We used to go out there because he had two lifetime contracts, one with Miller Beer. They delivered it once a month to his house. He had pallets of that, and he had pallets of Red Man chewing tobacco. So it was like going to the, you know, Christmas every time we went out there. Not that I drank or chew, but some people might have thought that.
Can we talk about D's Nuts? I don't want to say they've become associated with your program, but I noticed that some of your guys that were working the camp were talking about D's Nuts and saying, no, they're actually nuts that come in different flavors. And are they partners with you guys? Are they sponsors? Is it just a gift? Are they fans of Portland State? What's the deal with D's Nuts?
The history, I guess I can tell you. We're sitting in a staff meeting. One of my coaches is eating, snacking. You know, I said, "What are you doing? What are you eating?" And he showed us, and another coach said, we kind of laughed at the, you know, the different types they had. They had ranch and banana pudding and hot cheddar. They had all kinds of stuff on the table. Anyway, so one of them said, "Oh, you bought beer, Barney. Why don't we get some nuts?" Anyway, he sent out an email to his company, just like he did to Dodge Pretzels. Next thing I know, less than a week later, you know, I'm always trying to feed my team with something. I'm in an interview, and they wanted to help us out, so they're supporting us. Great gifts every month. They're sending D's nuts to my players, and they love them. They come up and walk out with the whatever they want. There's all kinds of snacks out there. So, yeah, that's how it happens. So
I'm looking at them right now.
We have D's nuts.
I'm looking at D's nuts online, and they have dill pickle. They have banana. Yeah. They have ranch and sriracha. What's your favorite?
Yep. Well, he's Donovan. He's one of the His mom's name is Dee, and their best sellers are the pickle. Portland pickles would be great, and the hot cheddar. I kind of lean towards the hot cheddar. I actually had a couple for a snack earlier, but you can go anywhere with this. I'm hoping I'm going to talk to them and probably give them away at maybe that last game we have, home game, try to, because anything I can use to put people in the stands, you know. So I'll probably give some away there. I was thinking about, John, you know, Little League. You know, I remember when we played and we won the Alaska Little League and we went to the regionals, you know, everybody would meet the other team and you'd give them a gift, you know.
Yeah.
Like a pin from, we had all this stuff from Alaska, a pin or all this stuff. Why not, you know, this could be my gift to my opponents. Meet the head coach and give him some of these nuts.
you would like, you know, here you go. How do you like these nuts? That's how you say it when you hand it over to the other coach. All right.
You know, it'd be like the Little League tradition of gifting.
Yeah, it would disarm the opponent, if anything. Like, you know, they're not going to quite know what to do with it. You get Jake Dickert in week one. You know, you bring him over a can of D's nuts. You hand them to him right before the game and say, you know, here you go. Put D's nuts in your mouth.
Yeah, you know, actually, I wish he would add him when I played Landing when he hung the snowman on me. I would have loved to give him some of D's nuts after that game.
Count me out with this because, you know, Idaho State, you guys, you're all playing, you know, power teams are playing up to their money games, as you call them. But Kyle Whittingham, the Utah coach, said that he thinks the future is that maybe these games wouldn't be played, that only the super conferences would play super conferences. When you hear something like that, does that make you kind of cringe, or, you know, do you understand people who are thinking that way?
Well, there's always been that group, John, that thinks that way. That's why, what is it? I think the Big Ten, one conference will not play FCS teams, you know, and that's where the big money is for us. I play, you know, the old Pac-12, they're going to pay me around six. I play, smaller conference teams, San Diego State, Boise, they're in the 400 range, so numbers could go down, you know. If I'm playing teams that aren't in that super conference, but no, that's just another thing we're watching here. Because obviously, I'd love to get rid of all those money games, but it's just a fact of life at Portland State right now to keep everybody going. So, no, that's a fear that's out there.
But I'm going to tell you this: there's 134 FBS programs. Only 15 will not play an FCS team. Five are from the Big Ten, and USC, will not play as well. So USC. So out of five teams from the Big Ten, Arizona State will not play. Houston, Jacksonville State, Miami of Ohio, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State. You know, some others, but it's only 15 that are not playing right now. But I guess the fear would be that that dries up that pool of money that's available to you out there, because that doesn't just fund your football program, that funds the entire athletic department.
Correct. And that, again, that's, you know, you don't want this kryptonite. You don't want that to happen. And where everything's going, it sounds like that super conference, according to my people, is a realization that could happen in the future. And if that's one of the rules, the positive is they know what they'll do to FCS football if they decide that, you know.
Yeah.
Again, we'll have to find another way to adjust. You know, that's the problem. We'll just have to find another way to fix it.
Portland State will open at Washington State in week one. Bruce Barnum, Portland State coach, is with us. What are you looking for in week one? Is, you know, obviously you want to be as competitive in this game. If you have a chance to win this game, you've beat Washington State before. Of course you want to win it. But what else are you looking for?
Well, again, I'm going over there to win a football game, John. I'm not, you know, that's what we're preparing for. What I'd like to see is a team that competes from the first snap to the last snap of the game. I want to see a tough football team. I think I've got some dynamic players. I want to get them the football and see what happens. You know, I want it to be close in the fourth quarter. We're on the game. We start tomorrow. We have a scrimmage, 10:15 for all the listeners. But after that, we start. You know, kind of game week. We give them some time off, a couple days off, and we start Washington State prep. We already talked about it this today. So I want to see where I'm at. Are we playing the right people? Do we compete? How tough of a football team I have, you know, because we have a gauntlet, but I think it's a positive one. We've got an opportunity to be ranked. We have an opportunity to get to the playoffs with our schedule. It's not easy, but what in life is, it's worth a shit, you know?
Bruce Barnum.
Or Dorothy Darn, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, North Dakota State will open playing Colorado.
Yeah, I saw that. We're looking at schedules.
I kind of think that's going to be a dicey game for Colorado.
I don't know. You know, Colorado's a different animal. They're driving the seats. You talk about a fun guy to have running your program with the media. And I mean, Deion Sanders is... he's one of a kind. But, you know, then it comes down to... I just watched the Washington State game. Watching that game. I watched Washington State, Colorado. And I know Coach Sanders doesn't want to see that. That was a rough game for them. So he's had an off season to coach him up and get ready. So I wouldn't underestimate the Buffaloes. But he is going up against... You know, the Bison, so you're going to have two bulls there going at it.
Bruce Barnum, I'm looking at your schedule. You'll be at Washington State, at Weber State. You come home on September 14th against South Dakota. You have some other home games. UC Davis is at home, a home game as well. Montana State is at your place. Idaho at your place. Northern Colorado. There's some opportunities for fans to see Portland State this year. What are they going to see? What's this team look like right now in camp?
We are fast. We have a defense that I have focused on just to try to get people to punt. You know, you and I have talked about that. That's been our deal in the past. We have to get more touches. We have to keep that part of the game had to improve. I think we've done it. So keep the scoring up, and I'm anxious to watch my defense play this year. You're going to see a fun football team.
You enjoying camp, or are you eager to get to games and regular practices?
Well, we're about to break camp. Great question, because right now everybody's getting, you know, kind of grimy and tired and, you know, somebody went bowling with a helmet the other day, and they don't throw them because they're too expensive. But You know, it's time to play an opponent, so we're going to give them a break. They're excited for tomorrow, you know, but we've been playing each other for a while now. So everybody across the country, you know, that's where they're at because we all start about the same time. So this time of camp's kind of interesting when you've been through a bunch because, you know, true colors come out. What's somebody like when they're tired and hungry and cold and wet, you know, and still working towards a goal? It's kind of a fun time if you're...
You guys have... You know, do you get scraps in practice like everybody else where guys are fighting? And as a coach, do you like to see a little bit of that fire, or is it mostly cordial?
Well, it's not cordial. It's a violent game. You know, anybody that's played it or watched it or been around it, it's a violent game. But we have the hockey rule. If it gets to that point, and it does once you're pounding on each other and going against, competing against each other every day, we have the hockey rule. Anybody that... either goes down or a helmet comes off, fight's over. You know, it's done. So one day it was too many, and I called them up and, you know, all right, look at it. Okay, you're out of the game, you're out of the game, you're out of the game, you're out of the game. You know, you're not playing next, we're halfway through practice, so you're not playing next week either. So that's the reality of it. So let's become a little more mature here. Handle your emotions, you know. Guide them. There's a word, focus them something towards the game.
Yeah.
And let's roll.
Yeah. You got to think of a slogan, or you got to think of a way to incorporate D's Nuts into the season. Maybe a weekly player brought to you by D's Nuts. They get a season supply of D's Nuts. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. You know, this... even when, if I come on your show, if you have me back on weekly, you know.
Yeah, let's talk to the company. Let's talk to D.
Supported by D's Nuts.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out. They got some ideas that some I listen to, some I don't, you know. But their product we like, so the kids are eating peanuts, and that saves my food bill, so it's working out.
I'm going to play a clip for you that came from Oklahoma State. You know, Kyle Gundy has been an outspoken guy. He's talking here about players and their agents. He's happy that the portal and the negotiation for players and all that stuff is over, and now it's just about football. Mike Gundy, here he is.
That's what I told the players.
You can just,
there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right.
You can enjoy,
all negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy...
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff and everything being so different, just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and, you know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun. Because there's been so much other stuff going on, it's been hard to really focus on football.
Do you relate to that? Is it just about football now? For a while?
Right now, yes, ready to go. You know, this offseason has probably been one of the most upside down ones, just with conference realignment. You know, this is coming from an FCS guy, but just seeing it all happen, how it even affects us. The NIL is not, you know, I'm giving my guys some of these nuts, but that doesn't affect us as much as far as giving it out, but we became a AAA club. But he's right. The portal's over. We're about to line up against Washington State on the mighty C-Dub, and we have 11 more after that. So right now it is football. And I think that's why all this money's out there, because everybody loves, not everybody, but there's a hell of a lot of people in this country that love watching college football, and that's where we're at right now.
Bruce Barnum, go give him hell. We'll get you back on. Love to have you on throughout the season, as we always do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. I'll talk to you.
There he goes. How do you think it would go over if he walked to midfield with a can of peanuts, flavored nuts, and he said to Jake Dickert, here you go. And Dickert, like, doesn't say anything more. And as Dickert's, like, confused, looking down at this can, he sees on the side of it, D's Nuts.
Well, I think there's a joke in there with the Dickert and then with D's nuts, but I don't, somewhere.
Too much.
In there. Yeah.
Too much.
I think it would be good. I think it would be good. Because it, as long as the flavor's there, John, if the flavor's there, people don't care. It's just good food. I'm down with it. I, you know, they're going to accept that.
I was looking at their reviews. They obviously are leaning into kind of the joke of it, but I'm looking at the different reviews, and it really does border on obscene. Leave it here. You got the bold-faced truth.